for the jump shot. Bounces all the way around the rim, and this one goes in, and we're tied at 51 apiece.
That was a nice feed by Kraft, by the way.
Stephen did not score in the third quarter, mostly due to three fouls. He now has 8 points. And we have a foul, it's a travel against Swell Jackson. Umpire left gives the ball back to Harbor Beach as Jonathan Graff checks in for an out-of-breath Josh Shelkey.
51-51 with 6 minutes and 2 seconds left.
Josh Shelkey, a sophomore on this Pirates team, checked out. 51-51, they call him going to think about the last 20 minutes. It all comes down to these 6 minutes. Andrew Seaman over to Jonathan Graff, left wing, Tom McGee to Graff. Andrew Seaman now against Reagan. Over to Jonathan Graff. Colin Cook now dribbles into the lane, gets it swept away by Jackson, but Eli Kraft there to save the day. 5.5 to play in the fourth. Aaron Ginther now dribbling on the left wing, back to Kraft. Defense starting to bolster up from Arlett as Kraft slices right through it for the layup. Misses it, gets his own rebound, puts up the putback, and it's no good. Eli Kraft with 5 points alone in this fourth quarter already has 16. Here comes my left. Ball Jackson pushing it off, and Eli Kraft steals it. It's Kraft and Kraft and no one else, and he goes up for the layup, and this one's good. Eli Kraft now with 4 straight points and 18 points in the game. It's a 4-point lead to the Pirates. Marlette's going to take a full timeout. You're tuned to WLEW. On the beach, 51. Marlette, 51.
The future is here. Thumb Cellular has launched the latest, fastest 4G service in the United States. It's 10 times faster than 3G will ever be. Get on a network like you've never experienced before. You now have access to 19 sites throughout the thumb. You also have access to Verizon's 4G LTE service nationwide, with more coverage than all other networks combined.
I give you the future.
Thumb Cellular has a selection of devices that work with the 4G service, such as the Motorola Razr Max, Novatel Wireless USB Modem, and the Novatel Wireless MiFi Hotspot. For more information, stop by any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Prepare yourself for a 4G invasion with Thumb Cellular. The future of wireless is here.
You're tuned to WLEW, fourth quarter, 4:50 left. Marlette just took a full timeout, and here we are. Marlette trails by 4, 55-51. Schaub diving to the lane. After the jump stop, the layup is good. He sliced right through that defense like a hot butter through butter. My apologies on that.
I understand what you mean.
Thank you. 19 points for Schaub. Steven is down the team for the Pirates. Hot knife through butter. There we go. Thank you.
I'd be surprised if anyone brought up the ball but Schaub.
Aaron Ginther takes a jump shot. It's actually blocked by Schaub. And now a loose ball. Colin Cook has it. A held ball is in the favor of the Red Raiders. Marlette will get it 90 feet from their own hoop with 4:14 left in the fourth. Marlette trails by only 2 points, 55-53.
He got it at the fourth quarter.
Right now we have a possession check going on.
And it should be Marlette Ball. Nope.
We went this way, red last night, red ball.
John, do you recall who got it at the beginning of the fourth quarter?
It seems to me that it was Marlette that got it.
It seems to me that Marlette did get the ball at the beginning of the fourth quarter.
This is going to be Harbor Beach's ball.
So they do change it. They reverse the call and gives it back to Harbor Beach underneath their own hoop. Mild change of events there for the Pirates.
Remember the old jump ball?
Yeah, we talked about that last game.
Yeah.
Andrew Seaman gets the inbound, goes for the reverse mic, and he's fouled on the way up. Nice slick-looking play there. Seaman delays for about a half a second and then dives to the lane, gets both players against him, and then purposely draws the contact, and he's in line for two shots.
Fouls on number 23, no, 25, Ian Reagan.
That's his third, and the team's sixth. First free throw from Seaman goes no good. Seaman has 8 points of the night. He is now 2 for 3 from the free throw line. The 2-point lead for the Pirates, 55-53. Check that, a 3-point game. 56-53, Pirates by 3 with 4:05 left in the fourth. Shaw barking orders, favoring to his right side, going against Jonathan Kraft, right into the lane. Pulls up for the jump shot off the rim. No good. Rebound by Jackson, and he puts this one up for 2. Jackson has 11, and it's a 1-point game, 56-55, 3:49 left. Teams are right to the lane. Bounces 4 times off the rim and finally goes in. I guess that's what you call a home court advantage. Ginter with 23. Here's Jackson against the top of that 2-3 zone for the Pirates. Now into the hands of Kappen. Trying to feed Katie in the right corner. Kicked out of bounds by the Pirates. Aaron Ginter and Marlette Ball on the side. 3:31 left in the fourth. Can barely catch your breath here. This game is so high pace, high intensity.
Everybody's standing here.
And Marlette gets it in to Jackson at the elbow into Reagan for the layup. This one's no good. Still loose. And Kraft has it. We have a whistle. And it's going against Jackson.
Which is a good foul on Troy Jackson because Pirates were in transition. They were looking for an easy bucket. Even though that is his fourth foul.
And then, more importantly, that's the 17th foul. So, at the line, shooting 1-1 is Andrew Seaman, who just went 1 for 2 from the line. Wow. As we have a substitution here for Marlette, number 21, Matt Chappell. He replaces the 4 foul, 12 Jackson, with 3:22 left in the fourth. We'll see him again. So, other for Marlette right now, we have Katie, Kappen, Chappell, Reagan, and Schaub as the first free throw goes good for Andrew Seaman. He gets a second.
That was a big throw because it puts up to a 2-possession ball game now.
Seaman's second free throw. This one's good. 2 for 2 on that trip. And 3 for 4 in the fourth quarter alone. And 5 for 6 in the game. Davis Harbor reach a 5-point lead, 60-55 over the Red Raiders. 3:15 left in the fourth quarter. This one's not over yet. Into the corner to Katie, trying to feed into Schaub, going to work, and it's stolen by Colin Cook against Reagan. Here's Kraft, 1-on-3, goes up for the layup. This one's good. Eli Kraft with 9 points in the fourth for 20 points in the game. A 7-point lead for Harvey, so that matches their largest lead of the night.
I'm shaking my head on that one because there's 3 defenders on him.
Over to Chappell, right wing, trying to feed it into Reagan, nothing there. Now over to Schaub at the same exact spot. 2:40, he dribbles in the lane, puts up, chucks one off the backboard, no good. And rebound to Seaman and Ginther. Aaron Ginther with the ball, left wing, over to Eli Kraft.
Remember what I said about the accelerator?
What?
I don't sense that the Pirates want to go ahead and stall this thing out.
Ginther at the right wing, dribbles right down the lane for the layup, and no. And he has 2 shots, Chubby. That one rimmed all the way around and out for the Pirates. Aaron Ginther. He's in line for 2. That's the 18th foul for Marlette in this half. And the third against number 21, Matt Chappell. Ginther at line shooting 2. He's 2 for 4 on the night already. And 2 for 5 now. One more free throw coming for Harbor Beach. And Paul Jackson with 4 fouls checks back in the game with 2:20 left. He replaces Kappen.
He took about a 1-minute rest. He's in it for the duration, or if he falls out.
Might give a shout out to the Harbor Beach Police Department. I felt the need to lock my keys in the car before the game. And there the assist as the second free throw for Ginther is good. And now Harbor Beach leads by 8.
We have a foul on Aaron Ginther.
Yes, we do, on the inbound. And that's a critical 4th foul on Ginther as we walk the length of the court. That's the 7th team foul on Harbor Beach. We walk the length of the court, and 12 Jackson will be the line shooting 1 and perhaps of one another. He's been on the bench for the last minute.
Again, 4 fouls on Aaron Ginther, plus it stops the clock. It gives Marlette an opportunity to